writers, your stories are being sort of they're gestating in you for a long time before you might even be aware of them. When I was in high school, I was in the library and came across the essay on optimism that Helen Keller had written. And, of course, we studied The Miracle Worker, played by Lynn Gibson in school. So she was very much on my radar and under my skin in just, like, the makeup of who I was and being aware of her story. And then, like, more than a decade later, I'm visiting home, which is Georgia, where I grew up, and I'm trying to help out with my niece, with babysitting and everything, and my niece happens to be on the severe end of the autism spectrum, and it can be really, really hard and really tiring, and just the repetition that's required, and just that you have to, it requires a lot of energy. And I fell to the floor of my parents' bathroom, and this thought just flashed through my mind of how I wished that an Annie Sullivan type could come into my niece's life and help break through. Everybody sort of probably thinks of Annie Sullivan as this great success story, but when she came to that household, she was actually a ward of the state. She was half blind. She wasn't like this great experienced therapist. She just came into that situation where the family was, you know, exhausted and coping, and she had a connection with that little girl and a will to match the little girl that opened up the world for this little girl, for Helen Keller. And so I sort of just in that instant, even though all those years had passed, that story was birthed in that sort of fantasy. And so if autism was the context for, you know, our sort of modern day unreachableness, then I tried to picture, you know, who would be that unlikely person to come in. And so a pathologically lying street kid who had been orphaned, and she seemed like an unlikely person to be the one to break through.